Excuse me, Supervisor. I forgot to, and to your reminder, I want to invite you all to our...
Item number four, Madam Clerk.
Number four is a resolution broadening the scope of the previously approved audit of the Office of the Sheriff to assess the impact of alternatives to incarceration programs on jail bed occupancy and use of federal forfeiture revenues to enhance law enforcement services in the Milwaukee County.
Supervisor Joseph.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The intent of this resolution is to really broaden the scope of the audit that was already included in the budget. You'll see the language from the budget in lines 14 through 18. The original scope called for the County Board Department of Audit to perform an analysis of mandated services provided by the sheriff, focusing on efficiency and service levels. The audit will also focus on which non-core discretionary services could be reduced or provided more effectively. The audit scope seemed to miss two important items, and of course one of them has been front and foremost before the board, and that is the alternative incarceration programs. And the issue with that is the alternative incarceration programs, which are really sponsored through the courts, and I might also add that it is the courts that determine sentencing and how those that are eventually bound over are to be programmed. It is the court's purview to do that. And the alternative incarceration programs, when they are effective, can save money for the county, but it's not realized in the court's budget. It's realized in the sheriff's budget. And I thought it would be good if we could try to get at that a little bit more than we've been able to. And the other thing that the original scope failed to look at was federal forfeiture funds, which are primarily seized by the Sheriff's Department drug unit and then kept in a segregated account and used at the discretion of the sheriff. That being said, I think it is illustrative for the board to understand what kind of assets the sheriff has before him and how he's using those. And he also does have discretion to use those funds, as I understand it, to reduce some of the other the cost of the other program areas. So I would ask the board to support me in this resolution, really broadening the audit that was called for in the budget and add these two major areas. And I would hope that the Finance Committee agrees with this and moves this forward. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Supervisor Bruin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to move approval of the resolution. I do have a question, though. Earlier this week, I had a meeting with County Executive Abley on some other issues, but we briefly discussed that the sheriff or the county executive told me that the sheriff had changed what classes of folks he felt were appropriate for electronic monitoring, and that had resulted in several, two more units at the old House of Correction Detention Center South being opened, and that now, as a result, obviously we've got more people incarcerated because of those recent decisions by the sheriff. Do you think that the language in your be it resolved or the intent of your resolution could also look at that? Is the electronic monitoring, is that considered an alternative to incarceration for diversion, or is that a different matter in your mind?
I believe this is broad enough to include that. That is an alternative to incarceration. And there may actually be some violations by the sheriff in doing some of those things without court approval and monitoring. I don't know that for a fact, but I think we need to look at that. And I do think the audit is broad enough to include those things. And if Supervisor Bruin, if you want to add some additional language to make sure, I'd have no objection to that.
Thanks, Sue. I actually would read it the same way, and so I think this is a very timely resolution to begin with, especially, but also I do think that if the Sheriff's Department is going to institute a different interpretation than he'd used or different qualifiers that he'd used in the past, it would have been helpful to know that. Maybe he's informed the Judiciary Committee, I don't know. But I do think that, I don't really know whether I would agree with it or not, or whether the community would, but or the judiciary or whatever, but I do think it's important to identify that that change has occurred, and I think this is a really good vehicle to do it. So I appreciate it, my motion to approve it would remain in effect, and I don't think we need to change the language.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Supervisor DeBruin. Are there any further questions? Excuse me. Yes, if you come forward, please introduce yourself.
John Preby, the fiscal administrator for the Sheriff's Office.
Mm-hmm.
Initially, just for the scope of the audit, I have no issue with auditing the federal forfeiture fund. It's been audited in the past multiple times in my career here. If you feel it's necessary to audit it again, that's fine. Just that you know, again, just a reminder, this isn't a secret fund. The fund transfer today that every single year we come forward with to bring forward the actual expenditures that occurred out of the fund. An annual report is filed with the federal government on this, co-signed by the county exec, so a complete report is filed to the county exec's office. He signs it's being turned in. So there's not a secret fund that you need to investigate, but certainly welcome to audit what we've spent the money on, that we've properly recorded the activity in the account. What the sheriff spends the money on is his decision, so I don't believe the audit should address whether or not he spent something on something you agree with or not. That's his call. The federal government will audit as well and question whether he did something inappropriate on his use of the fund, but certainly it's open for your review. And again, there's a fund transfer on the agenda today that shows what we spent in 2011, and a report will be filed in end of February that goes to the federal government on full use of the fund. Relating slightly to the home detention electronic surveillance, what the sheriff has done is, say, tighten up the categories. He's really bringing it back to the list of categories that the board had agreed with. Over time, it had drifted, and there were some people on there, multiple offenders of OWI and other issues that weren't really appropriate in the sheriff's opinion for home detention, and he's pulled those people back in. I believe you mentioned that caused an increase in opening dorms. It did not. We closed some dorms in the central facility, opened some dorms at the south facility. Total number of housing units has not changed. Just where they're being housed has changed. So, but again, you're free to look at that. No problem. That's somewhat transparent in our records. We have daily reports that show which dorms are open, which dorms are closed. That's not a problem for you to look at it. But just wanted to make sure that was clear. We're no problem with this.
Supervisor Warren.
Thank you. I appreciate you coming up, Mr. Preby, because first of all, I can only go on what I'm being told, and part of the reason for getting the information helps verify the accuracy of that, so I appreciate it. And I do, the resolution that was adopted by the board, it was carefully done. It doesn't mean that it can't change over time, but I actually agree or welcome that review to see, you know, whether the electronic monitoring matches that resolution, and if not, do we need to change what's there and work together on this? So I thought I'd made it pretty clear that I wasn't taking sides in whether there's something appropriate or inappropriately being done with the electronic monitoring. It was more that I was informed that there was a change, right, and that change was significant, and a need to kind of get more information on that. So I appreciate it.
If I may add one thing I omitted. Another part of the change is enforcing the requirement that they pay. Unemployed people are supposed to pay for the cost of the equipment. Employed people are paying $24 a day. Those fees were set by the board. In the past, that went into effect in April of last year. We have been lax in attempting to collect that money, and there are many people on home detention with large negative balances in their accounts. We've brought in the people with the large negative balances. Say, you've got to make this clean. You've got to pay your debt, or we will terminate you from the program. So the two things were happening at the same time. Some were categories of offense being pulled from the unit. Others were due to debt. You've been canceled from the program. So those two things changed the inmate population on home detention. So. And you're welcome to look.
And it's $24 a day that the individual would pay?
For employed. That's
for
the same
employed
as Huber. Employed Huber's employed home detention pay $24 a day. Unemployed home detention pay for the cost of the monitoring equipment. And there's three different categories of monitoring equipment, so their fees could be different. If it's just a voice print, or not if it's a physical thing, it's, okay, I'm sorry, I mean, I didn't look at that rate
right
before. It's very small, like $1.50 a day. If it's an actual physical electronic GPS monitoring bracelet, it's about $5 a day. If it's the bracelet plus an alcohol monitoring for SCRAM, it might be another fee on top of that. So that was approved by the board back last April. So.
Thank you.
Thank you. And we'll be getting to item number 16, which goes over the expenditures that the sheriff is, as it gets designated, the federal forfeitures. Are there any other questions? Seeing none, Madam Clerk.
On approval, Supervisor DeBruin.
Aye.
Mayo.
Excuse.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Roma West.
Aye.
And Mr. Chair.
Aye.
Motion approved, 5-0.
Okay. Thank you, Supervisors. Item number 5.